You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. At the half, the Reese Rockets lead the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 32-15. It's been all Reese. They have not trailed in this ball game. They scored 28 seconds in the ball game. Lakers did not score for 2 minutes and 28 seconds before they were on the board. They were outscored. Reese outscored Lakers 18-6 in the first quarter, 14-9 in the second quarter. It's a 17-point lead for the Rockets right now. 32-15. They're led by DeMarcus Palmreiter with 13 points, 10 of those coming in the second quarter. Levi Foco with 5 points, then 4 points for Jake Rau and Bryce Brechtelsbauer, and then 3 points each for Isaac Johnson and Darnell Davis. They're 3-for-6 from the free throw line. They have 7 total turnovers compared to the Lakers' 11. They have 9 rebounds in the ball game compared to the Lakers' 13, 3 offensive and 6 defensive. For the Lakers, they're led in trio by Anthony Sheridan, Dylan Wehner, and Hunter Crone, each with 4 points, and then Sawyer Kozefka with the lone 3. That's all the scoring for the Lakers. They're 0-for-2 from the free throw line with 11 turnovers. John, shooting.
Shooting, it's just one way right now. We have Reese shooting 42% for the entire half. Inside, they were just killing him, 9-for-18, 50%, 4-for-10 on the outside, 40%. For the Lakers, it's not measuring up because you have 6-for-13 on the inside, 1-for-9 from the outside. It's just really, really difficult for Lakers to go ahead and get something happening on the inside. And the outside game is totally non-existent because basically if Isaac Johnson was an insurance man, he was selling a blanket coverage on Sawyer Kozefka. Sawyer Kozefka could not get loose. The one time he did hit the tray, Johnson was out of the game.
It feels like Lakers can't get comfortable at all because Reese's defense is so stifling and just throwing them off. They can't get settled to the point that they can't even set up their offense.
There is no flow. There's no moving the ball east and west and so forth. It was just kind of first option, quick hitting offense and see what happens. They did try to pack it on the inside, but you can only do so much. Who I thought was really having a good time with it was Anthony Sheridan and also Hunter Crone. They did get the ball in certain spots, but certain things happened, and it didn't work for them. Well, we're ready to start the second half. Jake Rau and DeMarcus Palmreiter.
Reese will inbound at midcourt. Palmreiter over to the right wing to Foco, being guarded by Kozefka. Lakers sticking out in that 2-3 zone over the left wing for 3. Isaac Johnson's no good. Rebound Brechtelsbauer. Last tipped out of bounds by a white jersey, and it'll be Reese ball underneath the hoop. Right side of your radio. 32-15 here. At Lakers, Reese leading by 17. Construction theme night for the Laker student section. Understand they have a half-off sale of used scaffolding. Into the lane, goes to number 4, Rau. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by himself. He goes up again, and he is fouled. He went to the free throw line for 2 shots. This will be the first team foul for the Lakers in the half, and it goes against Anthony Sheridan. That's his 3rd. That's not a good sign for the green and white. Jake Rau, the free throw line, shooting 2. He's 2-for-2 from the free throw line already. He has 4 points. All coming to the first quarter. Free throw is good from Jake Rau.
He is just automatic, isn't he?
He has 5 points. Sends the lead out to 18.
Like I said, I have not seen that guy miss.
7:37 left in the third quarter. Rau's second free throw. This one's good. Back out to a 19-point lead. Ties their largest. 30 seconds into the second half. Garrett Bowles dribbling around the perimeter. Down the baseline to Sheridan. Turns the basket.
That's
off the glass. In for 2. 6 points for Sheridan. Nice looking move there. Back to 17-point lead for the Rockets. And Garrett Bowles nearly stole away from Palmreiter. Back up to Isaac Johnson. Back to Palmreiter left wing. Foco is stolen by Mason Williams. Going down the left side lane, he is blocked by no foul, they say. And here come the Rockets. In transition, Palmreiter can't chase it down, and that will result in a turnover. That's the 8th of the evening. No consistency as far as the pace of this game goes tonight. Laker cross, midcourt. Garrett Bowles back up to Hunter Kime, top of the key, being guarded by Jake Rau. Feeds it down to Sheridan, turns the basket, and the left-handed hook shot is good, and that's 4 straight points for Anthony Sheridan. I think I know what the halftime speech was, John. Get it inside.
You bet.
Palm Ritter dribbling at the top of the key, taking his time to Foco. Back Palm Ritter to the high post. Rao to Isaac Johnson for three. Wide open right wing. No good. Rebound brought in by Foco. Keeps possession alive. Puts it up strong. This one's no good as well. And Hunter Kine brings it in for the Lakers. Going the other way on the left side of your radio. Sheridan has it in the corner. And he nearly lost it out of bounds.
And this is the pace that the Lakers exactly want.
They need to slow it down a little bit. That's what they've done so far in the last 90 seconds. And as a result, they have 4 points. Garrett Bowles directing traffic. Dribbles down to the left corner. And then Sheridan double team, triple team. And this one's blocked out of bounds by Rao. 6:06 left in the third quarter. Lakers will have it under their own hoop, trailing by 15 points, 34-19. Inbound to Sheridan, left block. Nothing there. Isaac Johnson tried to steal it away, and it's going to be Laker ball underneath their own hoop once again.
If Laker could score here, I smell a Reese timeout.
Maybe.
Depends
Williams
on how much
inbounds to Sheridan, going against Brechtelsbauer on the baseline. Trying to feed inside. This one's short. Nothing there. Kind of forced that one. Rebound. Reese going the other way. Johnson slows things down to Foco, left wing. Thought about taking the three, does not. Feeds it inside, but there's Garrett Bowles to steal it away. Two turnovers for Reese in this quarter. 9 in the night, and we have an offensive foul. Garrett Bowles goes out of control inside the lane, and they'll result in an offensive. His second, team second.
That's his second offensive foul, too.
Yes, it is. And there's a technical foul. And that will be against Anthony Sheridan. So he's already in foul trouble. So now Reese will get two free throws. Free.
And the ball.
So, John, he had 3 fouls leading before that technical.
That
means he now has 4 fouls. Am I correct in saying that?
That is correct.
All right.
And what was worse, though, is that they had Reese breaking a little
bit. Yeah, they had him there. At the free throw line, Isaac Johnson taking the free throw, and this one's no good. Johnson with 3 points, an early three. Nothing since. 0-for-1 for the free throw line now. All by his lonesome. Second free throw. This one's no good either. So now Reese will get the ball at midcourt, far side of your radio. They lead by 15 points, 34-19. Lakers can come up with a stop here. No harm, no foul, except for a tangle. And now we have another. The natives are restless from the Lakers fan base here. And so they are trying to track down a fan here in the midcourt stands. 5:44 left in the third.
It couldn't be from the student section because they're just too loud to even. They'd be covering anything that was a little contraband.
And they're going to be ejecting at a fan from the Laker fan base. 34-19. In the third quarter.
The Lakers student section is cheering on the Lakers. Continue on the good fortune.
And back to the action. Reese inbounds. Palm Ritter dribbles to the right wing to Johnson. Kazepkin in his face now to Brechtelsbauer, left wing, high post. Johnson turns. In the lane, everything is high-paced for Johnson, I must say. And instead it goes out of bounds. It looks like he's doing calisthenics the entire time. You know, pivot this way, pivot that way, pivot this way. And he puts it right out of bounds. 10th turnover for Reese. Mason Williams in the left wing. Nothing there. Back up to Dylan Wehner, top of the key. Picks up his dribble after. Now starts his dribble. Hunter Kine, top of the key. Starts his dribble down the left side of the lane. Nothing there. Turns the basket back out to Garrett Bowles. Down the baseline. Cut off once again. Dylan Wehner on the floater inside the lane. Can't get to go. And rebound brought in by Foco for the Rockets. Palmritter slowing things down the right wing. Feeds it into Rao. Rao on the baseline. Skip past the left wing. Johnson goes in the lane fast. And he's going to travel with it. That's 2 straight turnovers for Isaac Johnson. Hunter Krohn checks in for the Lakers, replaces Hunter Kime.
I know Coach Kern is really tempted with that timeout. Not many good things have happened in the second half for the Reese Rockets.